about my voice. I'm sorry about my voice. So I read this thing on somebody's wall. Yeah. I read. It says, a lot of women don't get what they want because they don't know what they want. They think they know, but they lack major clarity when it comes to a solid, concrete idea of their own life, relationship especially. Getting clear about what you want out of life is a must. Aimless energy that is too flexible will cause you to miss the mark because you never had the mark. Don't follow what popular culture is telling you you should want. Find yourself and know what makes you satisfied. Because the women I'm seeing are truly fickle. It's a mature trait. One day they speak on this topic and the next day they want the complete opposite. It's very telling of their level of emotional stability. So as an advocate for women, a lot of you have a lot more healing to do. Knowing yourself is a step one. How can you love yourself when you don't even know who you are? And how can you say you know who you are, but you don't know what you want? Yeah, sometimes I come on the internet, I see people saying a whole lot of shit, especially people who give advice on things they've not even overcome themselves. I see people giving relationship advice and I don't even know what they're talking about. Especially when you've not experienced that thing yet and you're trying to tell me how to get over it and you've not been there. So as women, you have to know what you want. That's why you go into a relationship, you don't even know what you want. You're trying to make somebody be somebody they don't want. From the first date, you're supposed to know the person you're with. It's up to you now to know, am I going to be in this relationship for the long term or what? Because you don't want to be there and waste your time at the end of the day. Then you come on online and start blaming us and start disturbing us with your stupid quotes on how men are not deserving of love and all of that. But you're doing what you see on the internet. And remember, I'm talking to women in Accra especially. You're an African woman. You're different. You're an African woman and you're different. You're different. You're different. That is all I have to say because I'm not going to go deep on this subject. Because when I go deep on this subject, a lot of people are going to come at me. But I just want you to know that you're an African woman and you cannot behave like the way the other people behave. You're an African woman. You're an African woman. That is all I have to say. What do you want? What exactly do you want? What exactly do you want from this person you are in a relationship with? Because I've seen cases whereby a lot of you guys actually... A lot of you guys are actually... You see... I want to say something, but it would look like I'm being bitter or anything. But I don't want to... Because people do come on me. People do come to me and be like, oh my God, why have I been trashing men and all of that? I don't trash men. I just say it the way it is. I trash both gender because I don't really give a fuck. As women, what do you want? It took me a while to be able to know what I want in life. And the minute... my problem is these days, I don't know how to play games anymore. Hey, when it comes to playing, count me out. I can never play games. What do you want? You say you need a man that spends. So one thing I've realized about men is that men love to take care of good things. When a man buys a new car, he's going to take care of that car. When you're valuable to a man, he's going to take care of you. Definitely. You don't have to command it. Your idea of commanding, hey, this, ask for this panda, it's going to do this. They're not going to do it for you. So it's what it is. It's what it is. You understand? And... I'm just gonna keep quiet. There's this thing about Lauren London. She said she was talking about she and her late boyfriend, Nipsey. She said, we never argued or fought, but I'd be crazy sometimes. And in those moments, he never lost his cool, never disrespected me back or called me out my name. He loved me anyway. I would get hot-headed, sometimes out of line, and aim to him because it was easy. But he would love me, hug me. He would stay patient and bring me back to character. That's how I know I lost my soulmate. No one else is going to love me like him. No one else comfort my soul like he did. He was my positive when the devil threw his negative my way. He was a man. He was my better half. I feel like we all deserve this type of love. Not the tragic part though. But we all deserve this kind of love. But you know what you want. You just got to state it. Make your intentions. No, don't be scared. Say it. I'm not saying that you go and say, oh, you like to be spanked or you like to be choked and all of that. I'm talking about proper things. You understand? Like what the writer said, time is ticking. What do you want? Don't go and be in a place where you're not supposed to be. If you're in a place whereby you're not growing, then you have to leave. These days, it's like I no longer have strength. When it comes to playing, I've lost all my strength, believe me. Look at how I'm even talking right now. Look at how I'm talking. I'm talking like I want to go to bed, but I don't want to go to bed. I'm tired of yelling. I'm tired of yelling, I swear to God. I'm tired of yelling. But at the end of the day, you just need to be who you need to be. You just need to be who you need to be. That's all I have to say. But time is going. Time is going. That's all I have to say. And I, for example, I can admit that I lost my personality, energy, and goofiness trying to show people the value in me. Cost me. I forced my love on them and it didn't work. And I'm knowing this. I know this is in the way. The more I force this connection, the more they back away. But one thing about me is that when I get kicked down, you understand, I get up. The value of me decreased the more I forced it on someone who was incapable of reaching the frequency I was on. Yeah, we women, we tend to lose ourselves trying to please or accommodate and help others when we do this. It's bad. You can't help, love or care for everybody. That is all I have to say. You can't. I'm human and I'm learning. I'm learning a lot. Most importantly, I'm just learning to be. I want to know what I want. How it's gonna be. Yeah. I think this is one of the realest podcasts I've ever made, though. I'm sorry, my voice is down today. It's so down. I'm sorry. So take care of yourself. Yeah, sometimes you men, you should ask your girlfriend, ask her, what does she want? So you guys, you know, so you be in the same page with this person. And because a lot of these women, they just want what somebody on Instagram wants. That's what they want. And you can't bring the gunkobaya love into asimasi's relationship. You can't. It doesn't work like that. We're African women. We build different. We are built different. We are built different. That's why we're Africans. We're African women. We're built different. So if you and your partner, you guys are going, you You need to ask these people, like, you need to be able to sit down with them. When was the last time you sat with your partner? When was the last time you had a deep conversation with your partner? Have that conversation with them. You gotta know who you're in a relationship, who you're about to do life with. Not when they've gone to do your engagement and done it, then you're coming to tell us that, oh, your biggest regret is actually marrying this person. You're really crazy, I swear to God. And believe me, we'll gossip you. Come on Facebook and go, come on the internet and come and drop your small drama. We'll read and find different meaning to what you just posted. And the thing is that we know all the coded messages when there's fire on the mountain in your house. So be very careful of what you do out there. Yeah.